চাকরির খরচ দেখে তারপর তো
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies and love toward us. Thank you for your blessings that we have received. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for giving us strength to do what is right in your sight. Thank you for defending us against the enemy, be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your peace that is reigning in our hearts. Thank you for your joy that fills our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for giving us breakthroughs, successes, and victories. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for helping us whenever we need your help. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for doing your miracles in our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you for putting the enemy to shame, because the evil they wanted to happen to us did not happen. You have terminated their plans concerning us. Thank you, Father. Be glorified in Jesus' name. We are grateful for your presence and power in our lives and situations. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Thank you for leading and guiding us through your Holy Spirit. Thank you for revealing your will to us through your Holy Spirit. Thank you for helping us to pray and to prevail in prayer through your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your faithfulness in this ministry. Thank you because whenever we call upon your name, you always hear us and you always answer us. Thank you for solving problems in our lives. Thank you for making ways for us where it appears there are no ways. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are gathered together here before your presence this evening, this night, this midnight. O Lord, visit us. Touch every life. Bless every life. Do new things in our lives. Change our situations for good. Lift us higher. Lift us higher than our limitations. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I know that the Lord is here and he will help you as you pray tonight. In Jesus' name. We're going to take some worship songs before we pray with prayer points. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, always new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble, Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord, your worthy Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. O Lord, Savior, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. O Lord, thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are, and were created. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are, and were created. The shade of days as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. You will never change. Any shade of days as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. To the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. 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 There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside him. There is none beside him. Neither his, nor any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. And I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet, we bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great King of the universe, how great you are, how great you are, how great you are, Lion of Judah, how great you are. How great you are, King of the universe, how great you are, how great you are, how great you are, mighty man of war, how great you are, how great you are, how great you are, Ancient of Days, how great you are. Oh Lord, my God, when high in awesome wonder, consider all the words thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sing my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, Jesus, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think how God is so not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my body's gladly bearing, he bled and died to take my sin, to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, O Lord, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art. O Lord my God, when high in awesome wonder, consider all the words thy hands have made. I see the stars, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, Jesus, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul, over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Savior. Over and again, I give you my soul, over and again, over and again, I belong to you, I belong to Jesus. Over and again, I give you my heart, my Savior. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my life, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. You laid aside your majesty, you gave everything for me. You suffered at the hands of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth exalted. I really want to worship you, my Lord. You are all I have, and I am yours. Forever and ever, I will love you. You are the only one who died for me. You gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord. We're singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every how I need thee. Oh, bless me. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I call to thee. I need thee, Lord Jesus. I need thee. Oh, I need thee every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I call to thee. I need thee every how. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Yes, Lord. Every how I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I call to thee. Must we gather in this place today? Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Have your way. Be glorified in everything we do. Be glorified. Be glorified in everything we say, O Lord. Have your way. This is your house. This is your house, Lord Jesus. Your home. We welcome you. Lord, we welcome you. This is your house, your home. We welcome you today. We welcome you, Lord Jesus. We welcome you today. As we gather in this place today, Holy Spirit, Spirit, come and have your way. Have your way. Be glorified. Be glorified in everything we do. Be glorified. Be glorified in everything we say. Have your way. This is your house. This is your house. Yes, Lord. Your home. We welcome you. Lord, we welcome you. Oh, this is your house. We are your house. Your home. We welcome you today. We welcome you, Lord Jesus. We welcome you today. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify him. Magnify him. Praise him for who he is. Worship his majesty. Praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The bright and morning star, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of Jesse, the God of Israel, the one who was and is to come, the Most High God. Worship him. He is the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, the God of the everlasting covenant, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise him. He gives revival to the dying. He gives life to the dead. Worship him. We praise you, Father. You are more than what we think of you. You are more than what we call you. You are more than what we say you are. You are beyond description. You are beyond description. We praise you, Father. There is no stretching of all that is in you. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. You have given us your name, even the name of Jesus. the name that is above every other names. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, that at the mention of your name every knee should bow. We worship you. For this privilege you have given to us. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him praise and worship. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for surrounding my life with peace, with your peace, with your joy, such peace that the world cannot give. Such joy that nothing in this world can give. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for surrounding my life with your peace. Thank you for filling my life with your peace. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for giving me your peace that the world cannot give. Thank you for giving me your joy that the world cannot give. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for enforcing your peace to prevail in my mind, in my soul, in my spirit, in my body. Say, Father, thank you for enforcing your peace to prevail in my environment. Thank you for giving me your perfect peace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The peace that he gives is so priceless. There is no amount of money that can buy the peace that Jesus gives to his own. And that is why the world is envy. The world is envying us Christians. They are envying you because they can't have the peace that you have. The people of the world, they are envying you because they cannot have the joy that you have. They cannot have the peace that you have. But they cannot find it in the world. Only Jesus can give such peace and joy. Why can't you thank him for that priceless peace that he has given you? Why can't you thank him for the priceless joy he has given you? Thank you, Father. for filling my heart and my soul with your peace. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for doing in my life things no man can do. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for doing in my life things that no man can do. Open your mouth and pray. Things that no man can do. Things that no science can do. No technology can do. No invention or discovery of man can do. Say, Father, thank you for doing in my life things no man can do. Thank you, Father. Thank you for doing in my life things that no man can do. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for giving me the same mind that is in you. Say, Father, thank you for giving me the same mind that is in you. Thank you for helping me to think the way you think. Thank you for helping me to see things the way you see them. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. If we think the way the people of the world think, our lives will be so miserable and unstable. But God has given us the mind of Christ. So we do not think like the people of the world. We do not reason as the people of the world reason. We do not see things as they see things. That is special. That alone is supernatural. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for giving me the same mind that is in you. Thank you for giving me the same mind that is in Jesus. Thank you for making me to think the way you think. Thank you for thank you for making me to reason the way you reason. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, because I am not confused. Thank you, Father, because I am not deceived. Thank you, Father, because I am not depressed. For you have given me the same mind that is in you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, strengthen me for the journey that is ahead of me. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me for the journey that is ahead of me. For there is a great journey ahead of me. Strengthen me for the journey. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, strengthen me for the journey that is ahead of me. Strengthen me for the destiny journey that is ahead of me. Strengthen me for the journey of life that is ahead of me. Strengthen me to prevail in the journey of life. Strengthen me to succeed in the journey of life. Strengthen me to overcome temptations in the journey of life. Strengthen me, Father, for the journey that is ahead of me. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. May Father strengthen me so that I will not fail in the journey of life. Strengthen me so that I will not fail you in the journey of life. Strengthen me so that I will not make mistakes. Strengthen me, Father. Strengthen me so that I will not fall into sin in the journey of life. For there is a great journey before me. Say, Father, strengthen me so that I will not fall into sin, so that I will not go astray. Strengthen me so that I will not disobey you. Strengthen me so that I will not turn away from doing your will. Strengthen me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. If you look at the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, 1 Kings, chapter 19. I read from verse 4. 1 Kings 19. I read from verse 4. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. Verse 5. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him, and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a pit beating on the coals, and a cruse of water at his hand. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. Verse 7. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. Praise the Lord. You can see here that Elijah came to a point in his life when he was so much depressed, and he even demanded that God should kill him. He felt there is nothing left for him to achieve anymore. He felt that he has reached the end of the road, the end of his life. But God sent help to him. God strengthened him, and God told him through the angel that the journey is too great for thee. So even tonight, God is telling you that the journey is too great for you. Where he's taking you is very far, and you should ask him for strength. You should not give up as Elijah did. You should not start thinking about the things in your life that you don't want to see. Maybe the challenges in your life that you hate so much. You should look at where you are going, for the journey is too great for you. So your eyes will be fixed on where God is taking you. You should not look at what is happening to you at the moment. You should look at where God is taking you. For God is taking you far to fulfill your destiny. For the journey is so great. The journey before you is too great. So I want you to pray that prayer again. You need to be strengthened for the journey. Or are you already thinking that you have accomplished all that God sent you into this world to accomplish? Are you already thinking that there is no more purpose to fulfill here on earth? Or are you already thinking that there is nothing special about you, and that there is nothing special that God wants to use you to do in these last days? If you are thinking like that, you have to stop thinking like that, because the journey before you is too great. So you are going to talk to the Lord. You are going to say, "Father, I am ready for the journey that you want to take me. The Lord, empower me, strengthen me for the journey you have set before me. The Lord, empower me for that journey. Strengthen me for that journey, so that I succeed and not fail." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So say, Lord, I am ready for the journey you have set before me. I am ready to go on the journey, fulfilling your purpose. I am ready to go through the journey, fulfilling my destiny. Say, oh Lord, strengthen me for the journey. Empower me for the journey you have set before me. The journey of destiny fulfillment. The journey of purpose fulfillment. The journey of service, serving you. The journey of faith. Oh Lord, I am ready for that journey. Strengthen me for the journey. In the name of Jesus. Continue to talk to him. Say, Lord, give me wisdom for the journey. Give me strength for the journey. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I am not giving up. I am not tired. I am ready for the journey you have set before me. Strengthen me to go through that journey and finish well and succeed and overcome in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You can see from that passage that while Elijah was thinking about his present situation, God was thinking about his future. God was thinking about where he's taking him. And the same applies to many of you here. While you are so bothered about your present situation, God is not bothered at all. God is thinking about your future, the future he has prepared for you. God is thinking about where he is taking you. So why not switch your mind? Why not also think about where God is taking you? So you are going to pray. The devil will always come to deceive and to confuse. The devil will always come to use what you are going through to confuse you, to deceive you, and to put you in depression. But if you can set your eyes on the purpose of God for your life, if you can set your eyes on the future God has destined for you, if you can set your eyes on the glory that is ahead, you will overcome Satan. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to fix my eyes and my heart on the journey God has set before me. Help me to fix my heart on the glorious future that is before me, and not on whatever I'm going through at the moment. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I believe you are praying. Say, oh Lord, help me to set my heart on the glory you have set set before me. On the journey you have set before me, help me to set my eyes on the height you are taking me. Help me not to be distracted by what the enemy is doing to me or doing in my life. Help me to fix my eyes on your purpose for my life. Help me to fix my heart on fulfilling your purpose for my life. Help me to set my eyes on fulfilling your calling for my life. Help me to set my eyes on becoming who you have destined me to be. Oh Lord, help me to do this in every day of my life. Help me to do this in every day of my life. Help me to not get distracted by the things I am seeing around me at the moment. Help me to fix my heart on the journey you have set before me. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. There are some miracles that God will do in your life at the moment that are for the journey he has set ahead of you. I mean, God wants to do those miracles in your life now because of the journey he has set before you. Now, I saw that many Christians, they are not living a purpose-driven life. Many Christians are not living a life of purpose. Yeah, so they don't even know why they are here in this world. They don't even know what God wants them to do with their time, with each day of their lives. They don't even know what God demands from their lives on a daily basis. Yeah, so they are living a purposeless life, a life without purpose, a life without divine purpose. And that is why God couldn't do certain miracles in their lives, because there's no reason for God to do those miracles. Yeah, there's no reason for God to do those miracles, because those miracles were meant to take them in the journey of their purpose, to take them on that journey. Yeah, so if you are not living a purpose-driven life, there are some miracles that will never happen in your life. Because God does not waste his resources. So you must be a Christian that lives to fulfill an assignment for God on earth. Yeah, you must be a Christian that is living for a purpose, living for God, or for God's purpose, living for heaven, living for Jesus. So when you are such Christian, you're going to experience a lot of miracles in your life. So you're going to pray. Do you know God's purpose for your life? Have you found God's purpose for your life? Have you found His assignment for your life? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I don't want to be confused about your purpose for my life. Open my eyes to discover why I am here in this earth. I'm going to repeat that prayer point again. You're going to say, Father, I don't want to be confused about your purpose for my life. So Lord, open my eyes to discover the reason why I am in this earth. Open my eyes to discover what you have placed me in this earth to do for you. Begin to pray like that. You are not here by mistake. You were not born by mistake. You were born to fulfill a divine purpose in this earth. Say, Father, I no longer want to remain in confusion about your purpose for my life. Shine your light on my heart so that I can discover the reason why I am here on earth. The reason why I am still alive on earth. Open my eyes to discover your assignment for me in this world. Open my eyes to discover. Open my eyes to discover. Open my eyes to discover your purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I don't want to live a life without purpose. I don't want to live a wasted life. I don't want to live a life of failure. Say, I don't want to live a life that have no impact on my generation. Say, Father, I don't want to live a fruitless life. Show me your purpose for my life. Make it plain to me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, some people have come to me and they would say, man of God, can you tell me what God has called me to do? Can you tell me my calling? My divine calling? And I would reply them by saying, I don't know how to do that. I can't tell you your divine purpose. God has to show you Himself by revelation. God have to tell you Himself by revelation. Yeah. So the discovery of your purpose will come through divine revelation. through divine revelation, even if a pastor happened to know your purpose in life, you still have to see yourself. Otherwise, if any man of God tells you this is your calling, a time will come where you will reach a point Elijah reached in that passage. A time will come when you will reach that moment and you will be so confused. Even Elijah tried. For many years, Elijah was fulfilling God's purpose. But you might not even reach that far before you get so confused. So what is going to take you far in fulfilling God's purpose is how much you understand that purpose. And is how much revelation you have concerning that purpose. So that will give you boldness and faith and assurance and confidence to move on and to continue the work God has called you to do. So you're going to pray. So what I'm saying in essence is that you need a personal revelation, not someone coming to give you a prophecy, not someone coming to you to tell you this is what God wants you to do. You need a personal revelation of God's purpose for your life. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me many revelations that will explain your purpose for my life to me. You're going to say, Father, give me many revelations that will explain your purpose for my life to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, give me many revelations. Give me a lot of revelations. Give me revelations in my dreams. Give me revelations through your word, through your scriptures. Give me revelations through your voice. Give me revelations through divine encounters. Give me revelations through your Holy Spirit. In me, show me revelation. Show me true revelations, details about your purpose for my life, so that I will be bold and confident to fulfill that purpose. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. What does it mean when the Bible says, for the journey is too great for thee? What does it mean? does it mean when the Bible says the journey before you is too great? Yeah, it means a lot. Yeah, it means a lot. Number one, it means that a lot is expected from you. You know, the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. It means a lot is expected from you by heaven, by God. Yeah. That is number one thing that it means. And today we have Christians that are giving God so little, whereas so much has been given to them, and they are giving God and heaven so little profit. God have invested so much into them, and yet they are giving back little. That is a light of failure. When God have given you so much grace, so much knowledge, so much investment, and then you are giving back so little. You begin to pray. You begin to say, Father, help me to realize how much you have given to me. Help me to see how much you have given to me, so that I can live a profitable life. You need to see how much God has placed in you. How much God has placed in you. Because some of you think of yourself as nothing special, as nobody special, and you don't know how much God has placed in you. So you're going to say, Father, help me to see how much you have placed in me, so that I can produce great profit unto you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to discover how much you have placed in me. Help me to realize how much you have given to me, so that I don't live a life of failure in my generation. Help me to see how much you have placed in me. Help me to discover how much grace you have placed in me, how much strength, how much gift, how much skills, how much anointing, how much power you have placed in me, how much treasures you have placed in me, so that I can produce great profit to you and your kingdom. Help me, O Lord. I don't want to live an unprofitable life. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. A law is required of you. Heaven is expecting so much from us, but many of us are giving so little to God when He's expecting so much from us. Many of us are so lazy. So lazy concerning the things of God. You're going to pray. When you are so lazy, you will be unproductive to God. Now, you can be hard working when it comes to your secular job. Yeah, and the motivation usually is the money that you get from the job that your employer is going to pay you. That is the motivation for many Christians that are working for money. The motivation is the money. Yeah. So you can be hard working in the place of work. Yeah, because you want to be able to earn money at the end of your work. Yeah. Whereas you are so lazy when it comes to the things of God. You are so unproductive when it comes to fulfilling your divine purpose. So don't think that working for money is a divine purpose. It is not. It can only be a divine purpose if large amount of that money is going into God's kingdom. Then perhaps we can call it a divine purpose. So working for money can never be a divine purpose. I don't know if anyone has told you that before. Working for money can never be a divine purpose. Yeah. But perhaps if there is a covenant between you and God, that large amount of this money will go into the work of the kingdom of God on earth, then maybe you can call whatever you are doing for money a divine purpose. So I just want to clarify things so that you don't get things wrong. Yeah, so you can be hard working in your place of work because you want to earn money, whereas you are so lazy in spiritual things, in the things of God. You are so lazy in things that pertains to fulfilling your divine purpose. Yeah, so that laziness is your great enemy. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out from my life every spirit of laziness that is stopping me from fulfilling God's purpose on him. You're going to say, I cast out that spirit. Open your mouth and pray. I believe you're praying. Begin to then cast out every spirit of laziness that is stopping me from fulfilling God's purpose in the earth. Every spirit of laziness that is stopping me from doing things that pertains to the fulfillment of my purpose in the earth. I cast out that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I cast out that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Now, I have established that working for money can never be a divine purpose. Now, another thing I need to establish is that divine purpose is selfless. Divine purpose is selfless. That is, it is not about you. It is always about others, not about you. Yeah, so if God reveals your his purpose for your life to you, is definitely going to be selfless. That is, it is not going to be about you, about benefiting you, about about what you will gain. Yeah, it is not about you. It is always about God and others. Yeah. So if you think you already know your purpose, you have to look at that purpose that you think you know and ask yourself, this thing that I call God's purpose for my life, is it not about me? Yeah, so it is not about us. It is always about God and others. It is always about how your life will be a blessing to others. It is always about how your life will be a blessing to your generation. How your life will cause great positive impact on your generation. That is what God's purpose is all about. It can never be about you profiting yourself, you benefiting yourself, or doing something that only benefits you and your family or your relatives. No, that is not God's purpose. That is not God's purpose. God's purpose is always selfless. Always selfless. No matter how it was revealed to you, it will always be selfless. Or no matter what you call God's purpose, it has to be selfless. Or it is not God's purpose. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to live a selfless and sacrificial life so that I can find your purpose for my life and fulfill them. So that I can discover your purpose for my life and fulfill them. So if you are not selfless in your nature, you are not going to discover God's purpose. It will not appear to you. It will not be revealed to you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to live a selfless life. Help me to stop living for myself. Help me to start living for others. Help me to start living to be a blessing to others. So that I can clearly discover your purpose for my life and fulfill them. Help me, O Lord, to stop living a self-centered life. Help me to stop living a selfish life. Help me, Lord, to start living for you and for others and not for myself. Help me, O Lord. Give me this nature that is selfless. For that is the nature that can fulfill your purpose on earth. Give me that nature, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Another thing that I need to establish about God's purpose is that it must glorify Jesus and must have to do with winning souls into God's kingdom. God's purpose for your life must be to glorify Jesus in the earth, to exalt the name of Jesus in the earth, and to win souls into God's kingdom. Now, because some people, they say they have talent, they have gift. Maybe, let's take for instance, the gift of singing, the gift of playing musical instruments and singing and writing songs. And these people who said that they have received that gift from God, now they began to use the gift to glorify Satan. They began to write songs and sing songs that has nothing to do with Jesus and has nothing to do with winning souls into God's kingdom. How can that be their purpose, their divine purpose? Even if God gave them the gift they have destroyed the purpose of that gift. They have sold that gift to Satan. Yeah. So whatever talent or skill that you think you have, if it is not going to glorify God in the earth, and if it is not going to help bring a lot of souls into God's kingdom, forget it. It is not God's purpose. It is not God's purpose. It is just you doing whatever you want. It is not God's purpose for your life. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to dedicate my entire life to glorify Jesus in the end and to bring these souls into your kingdom. You're going to say, Father, help me to dedicate my entire life and my time to glorify Jesus in the earth and to win souls into your kingdom. Open your mouth and pray like that. That is how you fulfill His purpose. When you are about glorifying Jesus and about winning souls, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Father, help me to dedicate my life completely to glorifying Jesus in the earth. You can glorify Jesus even in your place of work. You can fulfill divine purpose anywhere. Because it is all about glorifying Jesus and bringing souls into God's kingdom. Ask Him to help you do this. Say, Lord, help me to dedicate all my life, all my time, all my days to glorifying You on earth and to bringing souls into Your kingdom. You can preach the gospel anywhere you find yourself. Anywhere you find yourself. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, if you really want to discover that specific purpose of God for your life, you need to, first of all, get involved in the general purpose of God for every Christian. There is a general purpose of God for every Christian. And there is a specific purpose. Yeah. So the general one is the one I just talked about. That one is about glorifying Jesus in the head and about bringing souls into God's kingdom. Yeah. So anywhere you find yourself, you should do things that has to do with serving Jesus and glorifying Jesus. In your church, you should be part of the workers. You should be part of every department that is serving God. Yeah, you can join the choir department. You can join the evangelism group. You can join the prayer group. So as a Christian, you don't just stay idle doing nothing. No, it's very wrong. Very, very wrong. So you have to get busy with things that pertains to glorifying Jesus and winning souls anywhere you find yourself. And if you don't have a church, you have to get busy with evangelism. You don't need a church to evangelize. Maybe you don't have a church at the moment you're going. pick up your Bible, go on the street, and start preaching to people. Yeah, that is the general calling of God for every Christian, the general purpose of God. So it is as you are busy fulfilling this general purpose that God will now begin to show you the specific purpose He has for you. Yeah. So you have to get involved with evangelism, mission work. You have to get involved with intercessions, praying for others, praying for salvation of souls, praying for revival to happen in the earth. So you have to get involved with everything that has to do with God's purpose. That is on the general platform. You just have to get involved, however you want to. And gradually, when God sees that you really love Him and you really want to serve Him, you will now open your eyes to see your own specific assignment that He wants you to do for Him. I hope you understand. Yeah, so don't just go to a pastor and say, "Pastor, can you tell me what God has called me to do?" You don't need to do that. You just look for what you can do for God in the house of God and be dedicated to doing that. Look for what you can do for God in your place of work or through your place of work. Look for what you can do for God with your time. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, help me to get involved in your business on earth." Say, "Father, help me to get involved in everything you are doing in the earth. Help me to get involved." Open your mouth and pray like that. Help me to get involved. Most men of God that God is using mightily today, they at a point were serving God in the church. They were serving God in several departments in the church. They were doing things for God before God now called them and gave them a specific assignment. Yeah, so you must be busy doing things for God. God doesn't call lazy people into His work. Say, "Father, help me to leave my comfort zone and get busy with your business on hand." Say, "Father, help me to be practically involved in everything you are doing on hand. Help me to be practically involved in things that will bless others, in things that will bring souls into your kingdom." So, Father, help me to be practically involved in those things. In the name of Jesus, whether in the church I am going, or on the streets, or in the marketplace, or in my place of work, or in the environment I live, Father, help me to be practically involved in things that glorify you and in things that bring souls into your kingdom. Help me to get involved. Help me to get involved in your business on earth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to go back to that point where I said, what does it mean when the Bible says the journey before you is too great? So I'm coming back to that point. I said, number one, it means that a lot is expected from your life. It means heaven is expecting a lot from your life, because a lot have been given to you by God. Now, number two, is that there is a lot of battles to fight and to win. Yeah, you can see in that passage, Satan was busy attacking Elijah in his mind to the point that he was looking for death. Yeah. Though he couldn't kill himself, I guess he knew that that would be a sin. Yeah. Just like some people commit suicide nowadays. Yeah. But he couldn't kill himself, so he was demanding that God should kill him. So Satan was busy with his mind. Satan was really attacking his aim in his mind. Yeah, and then the angel came and gave him food twice. And then the angel said, the journey is too great for thee. So it means that Elijah was in a battle. Yeah, he was in a battle with the realms of darkness, which he didn't know at first. Yeah, he was carnal at first. Yeah, but when God intervened, when after he had received strength, then he rose above the enemy. He became stronger than the enemy, and he won the battle. Yeah, and the Bible told us that He was able to, the strength of the food he ate was able to take him for 40 days and 40 nights through the wilderness. Yeah, so when the Bible says the journey is too great for thee, it means that you are in a war. You are in a war and you have to win that war. You have to win that war. You have to be empowered to win over the enemy. Yeah, because the enemy don't want you to move forward in the journey. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, feed me with strength to conquer the battles that are fighting me in the journey of life, in my journey in life. Say, Father, feed me with strength, feed me with power to conquer every battle that confronts me in my journey in life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Feed me with strength. Feed my spirit with strength. Feed my soul with strength. Feed my body with strength to overcome all the attacks that the enemy will bring to stop me in my journey in life, in my journey to fulfilling purpose, in my journey to fulfilling God's call on my life. Begin to say, Father, feed me with strength right now. Feed me with strength right now to overcome all the darkness that is in that journey. Don't forget that Elijah was already in the journey. Even at that moment, he was depressed. He was already in the journey of fulfilling purpose. So there is a lot of darkness in the journey. There is a lot of battles in the journey of fulfilling purpose. There is a lot of attacks. And you must win. You must conquer. Say, Father, feed me with strength to overcome every darkness that are already waiting for me in the journey of fulfilling your purpose in the earth. Say, Lord, feed me with strength to conquer all the darkness. Continue to pray. Now, whether you are newly starting the journey, or whether you are already in the journey, there is a lot of darkness you must conquer. A lot of darkness already in that journey, waiting for you. Or maybe they're already attacking you or have attacked you. Say, Father, feed me with strength to conquer all the darkness, all the battles that are in the journey of fulfilling your purpose in the earth. Empower me, O Lord, to conquer them all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Elijah got an encounter, a divine encounter. And immediately he was strengthened, he was encouraged, and he rose above the enemy. You're going to raise up your right hand again. You're going to say, Father, give me divine encounters. Give me angelic encounters that will make me strong and victorious in my journey of fulfilling purpose. Say, Father, give me divine encounters. Give me angelic encounters. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Give me divine encounters. Give me angelic encounters. Give me angelic interventions that will strengthen me and make me victorious in my journey of fulfilling your purpose. Give me divine encounters. I believe you're praying. Give me divine encounters, O Lord. That will change my life forever. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. Then we'll round off the session. Our time is already fast spent. I want you to know that God is watching you. I want you to know that the eyes of God is upon your life. As the scripture said, that the eyes of God is upon the righteous. God is watching you and God is seeing everything you're going through. Your life is not hidden from the face of God. Your life is never hidden from His face. He's seen everything. And He knows when to step in. Yeah. So the fact that God has not yet stepped in, I mean the fact that He has not yet stepped into your situation, to change that situation doesn't mean He's not watching. He's watching. He's watching your life. And He knows when to step in to help you. So he was watching Elijah. Yeah. And then He knew when to step in. So you're going to pray. Firstly, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, help me to patiently wait for your intervention. Say, Father, help me to patiently wait for your intervention as I go through difficult times. As I go through negative situations, as I go through unpleasant situations, help me to be patient. Help me to wait patiently for you. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. You cannot put God in a haste. God is never in a haste. God is always on time. He has his own times. In his own times, that is when he steps in. That is when he takes action. So you cannot push God to walk outside of his time. It is not possible. It is not possible. Even if you shed tears from morning to night, your tears cannot push him to function outside his times, the times he has chosen to function, to act. That is why we must be patient. You must be patient. Ask him to help you to be patient. Say, Father, help me to patiently wait for when you will come and save me. Help me to patiently wait for that time you will come and rescue me. Help me to patiently wait for that time you will come and change my life and change my situation. Help me to wait patiently for you. Help me to wait patiently for you. Help me to wait patiently for you. As I go through tough times, help me, O Lord, to wait patiently for you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that your eyes are upon me. I acknowledge that you are watching me and you see everything I am going through. You will say, Father, intervene now. Send help to me now. The help that you know I need at this point. The help that you know that I need in this moment of my life. Say, Father, send that help right now. There are helps that may not come now, but there are helps that will come now. That is how God operates. There are some helps you might postpone, or that is for a time in the future, but there are some helps that is for now. Those helps are for now. Say, Father, you can see my situations. You can see all that is going on in my life. You can see my weaknesses. You can see my infirmities. You can see my strength. You can see everything. You can see even what I cannot see. Say, Father, intervene now. and release the help that I need at this moment in the name of Jesus. Intervene right now. As you did in the days of Elijah, do the same in my life. You step in to help Elijah. You're going to say, Father, step in now into my situation to help me. In the name of Jesus, step in to encourage me. Step in to empower me. Step in to strengthen me. Step in to bless me. Step into my situation to heal and deliver me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Two more prayer points. As I said earlier, the journey is too great because there are terrible forces you must fight. There are princes of darkness you must contend with. There are powers of darkness you must conquer. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, give me divine weapons of war, angelic weapons of war to fight and conquer powers of darkness and forces of darkness in my journey to fulfill destiny. Open your mouth and pray like that. You need weapons. You need weapons of war. In the case of Elijah, God gave him spiritual food in a physical form. God gave him the food of angels. That was his weapon. That was how he prevailed. You also need a weapon. Say, Father, give me weapons of war to fight and overcome the forces of darkness, the powers of darkness that are waiting for me in my journey to fulfill purpose and destiny. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give me weapons. Give me weapons. Give me weapons. I can see him giving some of you weapons right now. I can see him giving some of you weapons right now. Pray. Pray. Say, Lord, give me weapons. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons that will crush the enemy in their thousands, in their millions, in their billions. Oh, Lord, give me such weapons right now. Weapons that will enable me to get great victories in a short period of time. Oh Lord, give me such weapons now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. Now, what does it mean when the Bible says the journey is too great before you? What does it mean? It means that you need great faith for the journey. The journey is too great means that you need great faith. Yeah, God is not going to show you everything about your future. He's not going to show you everything about His purpose for your life. He's not going to show you everything that you will encounter, you will face. Yeah, God is not going to show you everything. Yeah, but He wants you to have faith that you will finish well. He wants you to have faith and confidence that you will make profit for heaven, that you will fulfill His calling and His purpose, and that you will succeed in the assignment He has given to you. So He wants you to have great faith. Yeah, that is why I will not tell you everything about your future. He wants you to trust Him. All through the journey, He wants you to trust Him. So you are going to pray. There is little faith, and there is great faith. Now, at this time, in these last days, we need great faith. You need great faith. Otherwise, you might not survive. And you might not fulfill your destiny. Because there is a lot that will come against you. There is a lot out there that will come against you. So now, we must have great faith. Every one of us. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, teach me to have great faith so that my journey of fulfilling purpose will be full of miracles and victories. So Holy Spirit, teach me to have great faith. Teach me to operate with great faith. Teach me to live by great faith so that my journey of fulfilling purpose will be full of testimonies and miracles and victories. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray like that. The Lord, teach me to trust You more than before. Teach me to trust you more. Teach me to depend on you more. Teach me to believe you more. So that I can have records of miracles and victories in my journey to fulfill purpose. In my journey to fulfill your purpose for my life. Lord, help me to have great faith. Teach me to have great faith. So that I can see a lot of signs and wonders as I journey to fulfill your purpose. So that I can experience a lot of victories and miracles as I journey to fulfill your purpose. Teach me to have great faith. Thank you, Father. Teach me to stop doubting. Teach me to stop having fear. Teach me to have great faith. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now. Raise up your right hand. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this moment we have spent in your presence. We thank you for everything you have given to us. We thank you for great things you have placed in us. Great treasures, great talent, great skills, great gifts, great grace, great anointing, great power that you have placed in us. We thank you for your investment in us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for all that you are expecting from us. Thank you for counting us worthy at this time to be useful in your hand. Thank you for choosing us so that you can glorify your name in the earth through our lives. Thank you for choosing us so that you can save souls through our lives. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask that you touch your people. Everyone here right now, oh Lord, touch everyone and strengthen everyone right now in the name of Jesus. The strength that your people need in their spirit and in their souls and in their bodies right now, oh Lord, touch them. And give them that strength in the name of Jesus. I pray for those of you that are feeling discouraged or you're feeling confused. I pray that the light of God shall shine upon your soul and upon your spirit in the name of Jesus. All those discouragements that you are having concerning the work of God, concerning serving the Lord, concerning being productive and being a fruitful Christian. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost take them away from your heart, from your mind, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the empowerment that you need at this time, both spiritual empowerment and financial empowerment and material empowerment to fulfill God's purpose in the earth at this time, receive the empowerment right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that keeps drawing you down into weakness, I bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. You shall no longer be overtaken by weakness. You shall be stronger than your weakness in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the gates of hell shall not prevail over your life. The gates of hell shall not prevail over your soul. The gates of hell shall not prevail over your calling. The gates of hell shall not prevail over your destiny, over your purpose. In the name of Jesus, I come against every power of darkness that wants to use your health to enslave you from fulfilling God's purpose for your life. I decree that the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Every sickness and disease in your body that is an enemy to the fulfillment of your purpose in this life, I command them to come out right now from your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.